This week we're looking back at music we missed in 2011. Today, Zonoscope, the latest album by the band Cut Copy. The Australian band made a name for itself with its poppy, danceable, electronic sound. The group's led by Dan Whitford, who, when he was a kid, did not think he had a future in music.
I never sort of considered myself to be particularly musical. In fact, I think I actually got told that I wasn't musical and sort of couldn't sing fairly early on when I was at school.
Ten years ago, Dan Whitford was just out of high school DJing and experimenting with beats on a computer. He made some demos and played them for folks around Melbourne.
I kind of just did it for the hell of it.
His demos got attention and Cut Copy was born. A decade later, Cut Copy's touring the world, playing at festivals in front of thousands of fans. More than a few music writers have compared its sound to another Australian group, the 80s band Men at Work. The members of Cut Copy say it's not an intentional throwback, but at the same time, Dan Whitford is not afraid to take inspiration directly from music he loves.
You know, really, I just listen to records and think, well, that's kind of a cool sound. You know, how do we get that? We'd sort of been listening to Michael Jackson track, and there's this bit at the start where basically he'd filled different wine bottles with different amounts of water. We thought that's a pretty cool idea, and we actually had some wine bottles sort of kicking around in the studio, strangely enough. So we set up that same idea and got them in tune with the track and played it. We sort of listened to a lot of different records and a lot of things that maybe don't sort of seemingly relate to one another, and I guess bridge maybe some of the gaps in between different types of music.
That's Dan Whitford of Cut Copy. The band's latest album is Zonoscope. You can hear more at npr.org. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.